This morning, I heard in the news about a missile strike that has happened in a war-torn part of our world at the moment. And in this missile strike, 19 people were killed, and 9 of those people were children. Now, I don't know about you, but when something like that happens, it leaves me asking questions. Firstly, was this done on purpose? In which case, a war crime has been committed and something should be done about that. But it also leaves me asking bigger questions about what is going on in this world that we live in. We have this deep desire for justice, and we are discontent with how things are because it seems like injustice flows like a river in our world. What is going on in this world? What is God's plan for justice? And injustice comes in so many different shapes and sizes. There's the kind of injustice like this missile story that features in the newsreel. But there are so many large injustices that don't even make it into the newsreel. Whole communities living without clean water because a politician is corrupt. Refugees who are stuck in limbo for years, waiting out their time in a refugee camp. Entire people groups who are oppressed purely because of their ethnicity or purely because of their religion. These are grand injustices that happen in the world, and they don't even feature in our newsreels. And then we also know that there are just impersonal injustices that happen for us all the time. The ones that we all experience, and they certainly don't feature in the newsreel. In fact, they hardly even feature in anyone else's attention. Think of a teenager who's being bullied every day that they go to school. Think of the times where the right person is overlooked for a job because of nepotism or because of race or because of gender. Think of the child who grows up in a home that is full of abuse. They've got nowhere to go. These sorts of stories, they don't trend, but they are real and they matter. And deep down, we ask this question, how can this be? This isn't the way that it should be. And that cry that comes from our heart when we see those things happen, that is the cry at the heart of Psalm 9. Arise, Lord God, do something, fix this. And Psalm 9 gives us a hope that God will do something, that He sees this injustice, and that He will not turn a blind eye to it. Thank you for joining us. We are 9 Psalms into a 3-year journey through the Psalms where we're tackling one a week. And if you're joining us for the first time, it's lovely to have you with us. Please subscribe to this channel. You can turn on notifications, and that way you can keep up with the videos that come out every Friday. And we also have our church services on Sunday, other devotions on Monday and Wednesday. We'd love to have you joining in for all of those things. But let's get into Psalm 9. Psalm 9 comes at a moment in the Psalms where David, from Psalms 3 to 7, David has asked God to deliver him from his enemies and from his other hardships. And now in Psalm 9, he takes a moment to thank God for hearing his prayers and for pushing back against his enemies. And then what we see happen in this psalm is very interesting. For the first time in the Psalms, David shows a concern for others who are experiencing oppression and affliction. Take a look at verse 12. He who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. See, what David is saying is that this isn't just his experience. It's not just that his prayers have been heard because he is special. God hears all the cries of the afflicted. And just like David saw in Psalm 8 last week, God has a delight in lifting up the lowly. So verse 18 says, God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. You see, these people, they're not going to be forgotten by God. Which is kind of funny, isn't it? Because that's exactly what they become. Everywhere else, they become forgotten. The stories that are on the newsreel today, tomorrow, they're forgotten about. And that's just the ones that are on the newsreel. The vast majority of injustice in the world get no airtime. They're hardly known about, let alone forgotten about. And yet God says here that he will not forget injustice. He will never forget this injustice. He is going to bring about justice according to every wrong. He is going to bring right. And therefore, the needy can turn to him. In verse 9, he says, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. He is a stronghold in times of trouble." You see, this God, he isn't a distant God. He isn't turning a blind eye to all that is happening to them. This God is going to become a refuge for those people. He becomes the refuge for the refugees. He becomes the father for the child experiencing abuse. And we see this most visibly when we see Jesus living out this refuge presence. When Jesus begins his ministry, he stands in front of the synagogue and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news for the poor and to set the oppressed free." Jesus is picking up on this same Old Testament heartbeat, the same heartbeat we see in Psalm 9. Jesus will be a refuge for the oppressed. He is going to walk among the oppressed in the Gospels. Jesus will touch the sick. He'll lift up the outcast. He'll challenge the corruption and the structures that hold people down. And then Jesus himself will face injustice head on as a victim of it when he goes to the cross. This is going to be an innocent man who is condemned and crucified and buried. He faces injustice head on. And even there, God's justice wins ultimately, because Jesus is raised from the dead and he will judge the living and the dead. In Acts chapter 17, Paul says that God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. That man who he has appointed, that is the Lord Jesus. And through that man, God will establish justice in the world. And so Psalm 9 is encouraging us to hold on to that day. The injustice that we see, it will not last forever. Evil will not get the final word. But it also means that we have somewhere to turn right now. In the midst of injustice, whether you're facing it or you're just aware of it in others, David encourages us, "Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." And so here's the question for us. Are we trusting in God as our refuge? And do we believe that he will bring justice? He has appointed the day. He has established the man. All we need to do is wait with God as our refuge in the meantime. So let me encourage you to do that. In a moment, we will pray to that end. I want to encourage you to engage with what we've been talking about today. Make a comment in the comments section. You can click like or you can dislike if you want. I want to see that people are listening and engaging. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next week for Psalm 10. Let's pray. Lord, arise. Establish your justice. We thank you that we hold on to this hope that you have appointed the day and the judge, and we need only wait in your refuge in the meantime.